Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
David has been on to 51551 to say that little loud bird is most likely a wren. Smallest but the loudest, says David in Limerick. And then Anne Kelly has been on. She just sent us a picture from maybe a pet shop. I'll just leave this here, she says, ! And it is a leash and a harness for a pet rat. I had a pet rat when I was at college, Pat Short. Did you know that?
No,
yes, I did. I didn't expect
that segue at all. You caught me totally. I was daydreaming, looking out the window, right?
Yeah, it was a Norwegian white rat, lab rat with pink eyes, and we had to train them to do all sorts of things. So I called mine Chicken the Rat. That's ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah, they were all to go for a while. I remember a couple of guys in college were punks and they all had rats.
They had rats, did they?
And mice and stuff, yeah. I never wanted it at all.
No, in fairness, I wouldn't have had one if I didn't have to. You know, it was part of the curriculum. Listen, Frank of Ireland, congratulations. It's brilliant.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. Listen, I'm delighted to be part of the troupe, as they say.
Yeah.
You know, it was a great experience working with an amazing cast, you know. And it's a project you'd be proud to be involved with, because I think it's going to be, you know,
huge.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you watched all 6.5 hours now?
No, I'm old school. I'm going to watch them as they're broadcast.
Are you right?
And I saw the first one and my TV froze while I was watching it. It actually froze at a really bad time.
When you were naked, was it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And of course, I missed the last one because I fell asleep. So I'm not doing well. I'll probably end up going onto the site and looking them up. Yeah.
So for people who don't know, it's written by the two Gleasons and a guy called Michael Maloney. I don't know much about him. He went to school with the lads, did he?
Yeah, he did. Mike, the guys go back a long time, but I think first time I came across Mike was back in 2008 when they did Your Bad Self.
Oh, yes. Remember that? Yes, yeah.
That series.
It was a sort of sketch show.
Yeah, I actually to this day think it's probably one of the best sketch shows ever to come out of this country. It's so funny. A huge cast: Michael McDonald, Amy Hoobman. There's a whole raft, and they're all great writers that was the first time I came across Mike, and I met him obviously working with them, and the guys were all kind of in school together and writing together and bouncing stuff around. So it's they're funny guys, you know.
Yeah. So I was saying on Friday that it's the funniest thing since Father Ted to come out of Ireland, and there are loads of similarities. It's the same type of comedy, and you have been in both, so you're better positioned than most people to comment. So what do you think?
I actually would agree with you in the sense, I'd have to be clear about it. They're very different. The content is very different, but yeah, it's kind of like a contemporary style of comedy that, like Father Ted was at its time and its day, and it was very in your face. I mean, people looking at Father Ted now would probably get very, you know, just don't think much of it. They think it's very, very funny. But back in the day, it was very edgy in relation to the Catholic Church saying things and all that kind of stuff. And I think what the guys are doing now is very edgy comedy now. And it's just like the characters have no filters on them and stuff like that. And they just come out with stuff. And it's genius. Like, I really do think it's fantastic writing.
And there's some amazing slapstick things. I was thinking, you know, about Mrs. Doyle and her falling out the window. And then in some of the scenes where you're directing 12 Angry Women, there's some amazing, like you're going, oops, when somebody walks into a wall or is thrown over by somebody who's an expert in martial arts, you know, you can feel the hurt, you know, you can feel the hurt. We better get this out of the way anyway, your nudity, your nakedness, Pat.
I'm the new J-Lo of Tipperary.
This is reference to your bum. Yes.
Yeah. And I wouldn't mind, Ray. This is the funniest thing. Like, I've done that twice in my career. Three times, actually. And this week, the two of them were on TV.
Were they?
Dark Lies the Island was on Saturday night.
Right.
On RT premiered Kevin Barry's film, Ian Fitzgibbon, director Kevin Barry.
Yeah.
Fantastic casting, a great film as well. So, yeah, in the one week, twice.
So how does it? What's the conversation? You know, like.
Oh well, look. I mean, you get a script, and it's in the script, and I mean, look, sure. the director would approach her, the guys, the writers approach, say, look, this is the scene. How are you comfortable with it, and everything else? And my attitude to these things is, if it's right and if it works, why not? And in this situation, it was very, very funny. Very, very funny reveal, you know, see. Yeah,
the reveal of your bum was very funny, is that what you're saying? Yes.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we were doing it on set. Poor Breen Gleeson had to hug me afterwards. I think that was more disturbing for anyone. How the poor man was able to act up to me. So, yeah, that's the way it is in any film, TV series or whatever like that. You know, if it's right, it's right, and it works, it's good, and you go for it. And that's how it works.
So the two Gleasons, Breen and Donal, and Sarah Green is in it. You're in it. Tom Vaughan Lawler.
Yes.
So it's a brilliant cast. And Pam Boyd.
Pam Boyd is there as well. She's fantastic.
She's standout in it. You know. And you're after her. Your character's after her. Is that,
thank you.
Aren't you? That's the thing, yeah.
I don't know. I have to see the rest of it, buddy. They're all brilliant characters, you know. I mean, they're just fantastic.
And you can see all of them on All Four. I'm looking forward to seeing Dark Lies the Island. I haven't seen it. I saw you in Pixie.
Oh yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
It's a very good film. Yeah,
yeah.
That was a very quick entrance and exit.
Yes, you played a gangster priest who met his maker very early on in the thing. But
no, it was great. Great energy in that movie, and it was great fun doing it. We shot the scenes I was in up in Belfast. It was great crack. Yeah.
Listen, Pat, will you tell us all now? Just look, you're among friends. Is there some sort of contract that if you're making a movie or a TV program in Ireland, you have to have Pat Short in it? Is that the way it goes?
No, I can assure you, there's plenty of films being made in the country without me. I'm disgusted at the thought of it, but it's true. it's shocking.
I'm not in it.
Special applications to the film board without my name
So how has the lockdown been? I know you're working away with your daughter Faye.
It's different. You kind of have to motivate yourself and get going, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot of that. But then if you start doing one thing, another thing comes out of it. So it's we've been plowing away with some stuff. I'm going to be doing a film later on in the year, and there's another one in next year. Strangely enough, you'll be planning for those things very, very early on. We're looking forward to hopefully getting back on stage next year. So we're working on a new show for that.
Oh, yourself and Faye.
Well, I think, I mean, hopefully, Faye might join me on stage if she hasn't got a movie and she moves off and does it herself and never wants to talk to me again, which might be the case after lockdown. We'd love to do something together like that. We've been working on sketches in the office and writing and filming and constantly writing, and you know, you got to keep sharpening up your comedy tools or whatever you want to call it. So that's what's been keeping us going.
And is there a history of father-daughter pairings in comedy? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever come across it, to be brutally honest with you. I think even father and son is probably rare enough too.
Your man does it. Jack Whitehall does it with his dad, but it's more he's sort of a sidekick than as an actual equal partner in the process, as they call it. Yeah. So
look,
unique enough, we
find it fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean it's great. I mean, she's an incredible woman, Faye. Because I don't know if I could have worked with my dad, to be honest with you. And I hope he's not listening. But she's got an amazing approach to performance and acting and everything. She was trained at it and everything else. So it's been I really enjoyed working with her because I've learned an awful lot from her focus and drive. You know, and it's. You know, it was fun actually working on Frank of Ireland because it was great to watch Brendan working with the two boys as well.
You know?
I know they'd worked a few times together on various different projects.
That one, the studs, I think were both of them in studs.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a raft of projects that they were done, all in between Six Shooter with Martin McDonagh back in the day.
Yes. And then they did that play, didn't they? What's the name of that play?
Yes, the Wolf. Well, I can't pronounce it, but anyway, yeah.
They've done
amazing work together, but. It's kind of funny. I was working with Faye when I was working with the lads as well, and it's great to see that.
Mm. You've worked with Brendan loads of times before.
Yeah, I did. I was lucky enough to work on a few projects with him.
The Guard. You were in The Guard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gosh, The Guard and what you call it? What was the other John McDonagh film? It's Calvary. Yeah, I worked on that. And then other ones going way back to Angela Mooney Dies Again, very, very early days.
Right.
We worked together on that. You kind of nearly forget half the things. You know.
Do you ever go onto your IMDb to look at how many things you've been in? I'm going to do that when I go home. I'm going to come on tomorrow and I'm going to go, do you know that Pat Short has been in this many films and that many TV programmes? What would you say? Well, how many movies have you been in, Pat?
Oh, God. I couldn't tell you. What 25,
we,
maybe?
What? 25 or 35?
25 to 30, maybe. I don't know.
25 to 30. Like okay, I'm going to... That's interesting. Now, 25 to 30, you say. And how many TV appearances do you... That's hundreds,
God.
Is it?
Just making it sound great. Well, I mean, if you take like Father Ted, I was in three series of that,
right.
Two series of that, see, and then Kill the Scully was,
of course,
25 episodes,
and
Matty 8 or 9 or 15 or something of that, and then there's all the other.
You're in over 100 there. Yeah, I'll get the official one tonight. Although some people don't go by the IMDb, it's sort of, you know, it's not always right, but we'll do our best for that, and I'll drop you a text to let you know. When Father Ted came out first, I didn't like it at all, but in the last number of years, it's so funny. Time changes also, Sean. Well, Sean, if you like it, go and watch Frank of Ireland. It's on the All Four Player thingamajig, or you can watch it like Pat does, one a week for the next few weeks.
I remember when Father Ted came out first. I a lot of people forget that it was slated and nobody liked it. And I remember my brother was teaching in England at the time, about 2 years later, after the second series was out. And he rang me one day and he said, they found out who I am. And I was like, what are you talking about? And all the kids in the playground realized he was my brother. Because we looked very alike.
All right. So that was his claim to fame.
He got dog's abuse from then on. And feck and drink and all the roles. And it's funny when the kids
go now, Pat,
watching it.
We'll have to continue this chat off air.
Sorry.
The theatre programme is coming.
Good luck.
That's Pat Short there. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We're back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Apologies if we're slightly late. Blame Pat Short. Whatever you're doing this evening, enjoy yourself and take care.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.